Blessings of Eid.
Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to this third day special for Eid. Now, there are a lot of lessons that we've talked about and a lot of lessons we've learnt. But in relation to our children and our youngsters, where do we go now? You know, during the month of Ramadan, the children all wanted to fast and they used to get up for Sehri. Even 6-7-year-olds were getting up for Sehri and they kept so many fasts and everything else. And you know, I know quite a few children who wanted to fast at school as well, even 8-9-year-olds. Alhamdulillah, there was this passion in the children. They had this love for Ramadan. You know, the atmosphere of Ramadan, going to the mosques and everything else. And then suddenly the children see that after Eid, our parents seem to have closed the chapter. They seem to have gone back to the normal life. And it makes the children quite confused, actually. They think, hang on a minute, this month of Ramadan was so beautiful. You know, there's so many good things we were doing. We were getting up for Sehri, we were protecting our salah and everything else. And we were being told to read namaz and come what may. And then suddenly our parents are not bothered. And it has a kind of a negative impact on the children. But what about the household where they continue those routines that developed in Ramadan? Now, Sehri is obviously a bit difficult. It's not that we get up during the night to eat every day. But Fajr is still there, isn't it? So when your children were getting up for Sehri and they were praying their Fajr, the only thing that should change is, okay, they don't do Sehri anymore, but you should still be waking up for Fajr. You should still be making sure that they pray their Salah during the day on time. And this is for the youngsters. And if you develop this mindset into them, you will get the true blessings and the barakats of Ramadan Mubarak. Then, what about our elder generation? You know, the youngsters, those who are on the internet era, the social media. Well, a lot of them gave this up during Ramadan. We know that we had lots of text messages to our channel and everywhere else, asking different questions. How do I stay away from this? How do I stay away from that? And youngsters were concerned. You know, they were sending messages like, can I go to this place and can I go to that place? And I feel reluctant to do this and I feel reluctant to do that. Well, now they're outside Ramadan, that should still apply. You should avoid anything that's wrong on your phone. You should avoid places. You should avoid that obviously incite towards sin. You should avoid talking to non-mahrams. All of this is wrong inside Ramadan and outside Ramadan. It's time to change your life. You know, it's not about going out on Eid day and celebrating and then getting back to normal. It's about turning a new leaf. You know, if you change this Ramadan, your life will change for the better. So for the youngsters, staying away from social media and everything else in Ramadan, they worked hard. They tried not to speak to non-mahram women and started to avoid all sorts of situations, going out into places where you would see the wrong thing. But now isn't the time to go back to normality. That wasn't normality. Normality is still there. You lower your gaze. You stay away from all those wrong things. You don't look at wrong on the internet. You don't look at anything that is going to incite in you the desire to commit sin. What you do is you turn your attention to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you not think that the companions were tempted by all these worldly things? We think that we live in the era of social media. Women were presented to them. Money was presented to them. You know what they said? They said, after seeing the beauty of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none of this matters. In Ramzan, alhamdulillah, you came closer to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are you going to turn away now? Are you going to go back to that life that you had? No, you shouldn't. Let me share with you a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something amazing, and I want you to think about this very carefully. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the Habib of Allah Azza wa Jal. I am the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. But do you know who else is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal? That young man who repents in his youth. You know, he's got all the temptations there. He can go on social media and do whatever he wants. He can watch whatever he wants. He can go out and talk to non-mahram women. He can do everything. But he says, no, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, I am not going to do all of this. For the sake of the beloved Habib, the love of the beloved Habib means that I'm not going to do this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he gives everything up. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the beloved of Allah azza wa jal. And that person is also the beloved of Allah azza wa jal.